time for Coffee with a Coach, a Predators head coach, Peter LaViolette, here on the Morning Drive Show. Coach, before we get into the Predators, I want to talk about a certain DU, or Division II championship that was won by your son over the course of this last weekend, and how much of that, were thanks to online, were you able to take in?
Well, it was pretty cool, actually. It was, he goes down to Florida Gulf Coast University, and they have a club hockey team, and the way club hockey has expanded throughout the country is just amazing. Almost every college now, whether you're in the south or the east or the west or the north, it doesn't matter. They have club hockey. There's hundreds of teams. They have Division I, Division II, Division III. They have women's. And so it's just a great way. Back when I was in school, you couldn't play college hockey unless you played either D1 or D3. And there's so many high school players, and now there's even more kids playing hockey. So once you finish high school, there's nowhere to go. So this ACHA has been in existence for a while now, and it's allowed kids the opportunity to continue playing hockey after high school. So I got a freshman down at Florida Gulf Coast, and they got a club team. It's a really good program, and they had a terrific year. They made it to Nationals, and they won five games straight. They won five games in 5 days and became national champs, so it's a pretty cool thing.
Did you have any idea before Jack went there they could be that good?
Yeah, I mean, their program, I think this is their third championship in 6 years, or six, 7 years maybe. Yeah. Third championship in 7 years, and they played in the finals, I think, once or twice more, and I think they've made it all 7 years. So knowing that going in, it was a good spot for him. We're Florida residents down in Longboat Key, so it was just a great opportunity for him. And we were able to watch every game. They put the games the way that they stream the video now, whether it be through a program. This one was on YouTube, and you could watch the game live. So I actually flew out after our game on Saturday night. I watched him play on Sunday, came back for practice Monday, and I was just fortunate it fell between the pregame skate and the game on Tuesday. So I was able to watch the whole thing, and jumping up and down in my office, I was pretty excited.
So good scheduling for all that. And Kristen got to go as well, right?
Yeah, Kristen was out there. She saw every game. And it's just really cool. Like, anytime you can become a champion, it's very difficult to win. It's easy. I always say it's easy to lose. It's hard to win. If you can become a champion, it's something that you invest your time in. And, take on a whole season and a round of playoffs and become, still be standing at the end, good for you, because it's not easy to use. So we're proud of them, and proud of the kids down at Florida Gulf Coast. I got to know a lot of them. I went down and coached them. I left New York City when we were in New York playing the Rangers. I got in a car and went and coached them for three games, and that was really good. I get to meet all the kids and the coach, and it was just an awesome experience for me as well.
Well, let's talk about your team here right now. And here you have, this is the start of a back-to-back, three back-to-backs now to close out the season, essentially, over the last 3 weeks. And I know that's one good reason you were rotating so many guys in and out of the lineup.
We have been. We're trying our best to keep guys fresh. And, this one's a little bit better. At least it's equal. They're playing the night before as well when we head to Colorado. So this one's not so bad. But, it's just travel's going to be tough and just something we got to get through. But we do have the extra bodies that we've been able to use. We've gone through different lineups and still been able to find our winning ways. So that's been a real positive for us, I think, down the stretch here.
You can see guys are fresher, can't you?
I can. We started the game the right way last night, but we lost our, I think once it went 3-0, and once we went through that power play and we didn't score, we lost our zip a little bit. And from there it was, we did enough. We got back on track in the third period and played them tough. They're a good hockey team, even with some of the people they're missing. They still have good players on the ice. So for me, it was a good win, and our guys seem to have had jump in the last maybe 10 to 12 games.
There are no secrets. Everything is televised now. And yet the great success you've had in your penalty killing unit, scoring goals, that's been rather incredible to watch unfold.
Yeah, I mean, I always say this, Pete. You always hear me say that things go in stretches. Yeah. You may give up the last goal in three games in a row and have a game get tied up and be mad, and maybe your penalty kill ends up scoring some goals and you might be happy, and you might not like the way you start in the first period, find yourself down. So there's always something that comes up, and you get in these little pockets of streaks. And right now, the penalty kill's doing a good job. They've been able to find some offense. They've been knocking pucks down at the blue line, knocking pucks down from the defensive zone and sprinting to offense, and we've been able to convert on a few. So it's always a bonus. I'll tell you, when you're killing a penalty and you actually score a goal, it's a huge uplift for your team because it takes it in a different direction, where maybe you're going to get down a goal, you found a way to produce a goal.
One of the guys who's been scoring shorthanded is Austin Watson. And I wanted to ask you about his overall play, then another question about Austin.
Yeah, I mean, he's been terrific the way he's been playing. He's, I think he's getting himself ready for the playoffs. If you remember how fast and physical he was last year in the playoffs for us, he's going to be down that road again very shortly. But right now he's playing good hockey. We're all being able to roll the four lines consistently. Every game we've rolled four lines and we found a way to be successful, and he's been a big part of that.
And the second part of that, that he had to take that penalty to prevent that goal from going in. You don't have too much chance to decide where you're going to clear the puck.
Yeah, we've been harping on the penalties, and it's actually got away from us a little bit here. We got to get back in line here with discipline. That one will kill. It was better than the goal going in the net, so he did his best to get behind the goalie there and get it out of there just in time. But, a nice heads-up play by him.
So tonight, an Arizona Coyotes team that has been playing much better the last few weeks. What do you think about you're going to see from them?
Well, they always give us a hard time. I think they give everybody a hard time. We've got to make sure we're ready to play. I've got my radar up a little bit about this game, just coming off of a big game like Winnipeg and the travel and coming out here. And, you see them in the standings and right away you think that they're not playing that well, but they're playing extremely well. They've got young players. They're fast. They're skilled. I think they're 6-3-1 in their last 10 games, and teams might not be taking them serious, and we don't want to fall into that trap.
All right, Coach, best of luck. That's Coffee with the Coach with head coach Peter Laviolette. Now back to Morning Drive.